Northwest of downtown Jacksonville, a couple blocks from Stanton High School, Paul Tutwiler is walking through a large dirt-covered block. This site used to hold some apartments.
It was 38 units of hodgepodge, investor-driven properties that catered, unfortunately, to the unsavory types.
As head of the nonprofit Northwest Jacksonville Community Development Corporation, Tutwiler is planning to build single-family homes here. A colorful sign at one corner announces the planned development called Payne Avenue Walk.
And so we're able to restore the dream that many people in this community, when they bought here, originally wanted to have, just a good, quiet home to enjoy.
Down payments and closing costs on the homes will be subsidized through the city's Head Start to Home Ownership program using federal dollars. Community Development Corporations, or CDCs, use lots of funding sources, government, charitable foundations, and private, to meet neighborhoods' affordable housing and economic development needs.
And people said, okay, that's great, you're building houses, but what about jobs? We need jobs. And so,
after starting with houses, the Northwest Jacks CDC built the North Point Town Center Strip Mall 5 years ago at the corner of Myrtle Avenue and Moncrief Road.
Hello.
Come right on in, Jessica.
Thank you. Have a seat.
The CDC's headquarters are upstairs in the mall. Chief Operating Officer Dara Davis says people are starting to take pride in the neighborhood again. They recently dubbed this area the District of Soul.
So we want to be named and known for our heritage and our history and not some of the negative connotations that are out there. Mm-hmm. So when you hear District of Soul, know that you're talking about the Northwest quadrant of Jacksonville.
Economic decline hit hard here after the city and county consolidated services in the late 60s and middle-class people fled to the suburbs. One Jacksonville native, Bishop E.M. Johnson, watched the effects of poverty firsthand until he decided to do something about it as head of another CDC called Grace in Truth. His church and the CDC office are off Norwood Avenue.
And so we say, well, what's the greatest need? Besides spiritual help, the next greatest need is housing, a place to lay your head.
Grace and Truth has helped 80 families buy or rehab homes in the area called North Brookside.
And a lot of them are first-generation homebuyers. Mama didn't have a home, mama before mama didn't have a home. So here I am, four generations down the road, finally, we got a home. Mm-hmm. And that to me means so, so much.
But affordable housing nonprofits are all competing for the same scarce funding. Shannon Nasworth heads up another CDC called Ability Housing, which specializes in helping people with disabilities.
Because the HUD budget has been cut and because the population has grown and the inventory of affordable housing has not remotely kept pace with the population growth, we just need more federal resources targeted to providing affordable housing.
Jacksonville area legal aid attorney Catherine Hansen agrees. Subsidized housing has been woefully underfunded nationwide for decades.
The people who bear the brunt of that lack of funding are the single moms with kids and the disabled people in Jacksonville.
But there is more help available to get affordable housing built.
But we're typically behind the scenes.
Janet Owens heads up Jacksonville's Local Initiatives Support Corporation, commonly called LISC. It helps CDCs attract developers by securing funding through a national lending pool. Lowering the risk for developers gets things built in areas where the private market doesn't necessarily want to invest, she says.
Our goal is to make neighborhoods places where anyone coming into the Jacksonville community would want to live.
And she says Jacksonville is luckier than many cities. The local housing authority is one of the best in the South, she says. And it manages 10,000 units of public housing that are better maintained than most. Jessica Palumbo, 89.9 WJCT News.
Funding for Chasing the Dream is provided by the JPB Foundation and the Ford Foundation.